Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Cooking with Nevin on Marty in the Morning, sponsored by Dunstore's Simply Better. Cook restaurant quality meals at home with the Dunstore's Simply Better collection.
Nevin, good morning.
How are you, my friend?
I'm very well. It's lovely to see you.
I was thinking of recipes, and I think over the next few weeks after this week, we'll move on to kind of like low and slow and a different way of eating and cooking. We're going to do a super food salad, and we're going to do a smoked salmon and prawn kind of grazing platter, which is...
This is a grazing tasty. Platter, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right.
And it's just a lot of kind of interesting, like it's done with bagels and it's you have eggs and that, and it's just quite interesting. We'll start off with that one because it's kind of like a sharing platter, and I still think it's lovely when you have family around, if it's a Sunday lunch or a weekend, it's just lovely. It's kind of Scandinavian inspired, so it is. Mm. So there's lots of really interesting kind of flavours. We're using prawns, obviously. We're using some nice smoked salmon. We'll talk about that. You could use smoked trout too. We'll talk about a thing that I think is a great little thing to make is pickled red onions. So you get a couple of red onions, cut them into little slices. And then what you do is warm up, pardon me, some cider vinegar and some sugar. So in the recipe, 2 tablespoons of cider vinegar, 1/2 teaspoonful of caster sugar. Bring that to the boil, pour that onto your onions, and then cook it for about maybe 5 minutes. Oh my God, these are glorious. They're lovely on a burger. They're lovely over a salad. They are just lovely, and they'll keep for weeks in your fridge in an airtight container. So you're pickling and you're cooking your onions. Remember that. That's really, really important. So our eggs, we just literally soft boil your eggs, peel them, so it takes about 4 minutes in the shell. Peel them, okay, and cut them in half so they're nice and soft. Some bagels. You can get some lovely bagels with seeds. I'd like seeds in it, and I'd like a little bit of texture into that bagels because you're going to assemble it. It's going to be kind of like the serving kind of carbohydrate with this is the bagels.
Okay.
Avocados. So slice that again. We seem to be using avocados quite a bit over the last few weeks.
Some people have a tummy difficulty, as we know, with them.
Some love them.
Oh, I know. Some people can't.
Yeah.
But is there an alternative, or do we need it?
Do you know what? You could use a little bit of hummus, which would be beautiful.
Oh, right.
And we spoke about that, and you can get really lovely ready-made ones.
Very true. Yeah.
Really lovely ones you could. So, Marty, with the avocados, a little bit of lemon. That's just stop it from discolouring. Smoked salmon strips. We mentioned the lady many times, Brigitte from the Burren Smokehouse, is a great Irish producer. You have Frank had the man in Cork, Sally Barnes. They're great people who smoke fish. These are some of the best in the world. So
I used to smoke Major, but that's not here now.
Me but they used to do John Player Blue. Yeah, John Player Blue. Exactly,
John Player,
you're right.
Smart. Isn't that mad? Anyway, these people smoke fish.
What? Yeah, so
everyone's
lovely,
their own.
And don't forget about our lovely friends that we've mentioned in Kilkenny, Goatsbridge Farm, Mags Curran. I love her and her husband. They're just great people. So you could use some smoked trout. So your smoked trout, your lovely tiger prawns, have them already onto a plate, your sliced avocado. So this is kind of people kind of assembling themselves.
I was just going to say, because it's going to be a big platter.
Yes,
this.
Exactly.
So you're taking what you need.
I love that. Good man, you have it down to
a lovely idea.
Now, a couple of interesting kind of gives really interesting baby cucumbers, very thinly sliced. That's optional. Little capers, which give lovely acidity. I like them, but I don't use them an awful lot. They're usually served with maybe a piece of sole and brown butter, you know, and put that in for lovely saltiness. So, again, that
but that wouldn't be something you'd have a lot of use for.
No, you're right. That's
in your
good
world,
point.
I mean,
but they'll keep. They'll never go off.
Well, particularly if you don't use them. Sorry.
Well, that's recipe in the bin there. Money choking. So, Marty, the last thing we're going to talk about is the Herbie cream cheese. So get your lovely cream cheese. And there's a lovely one down at Wexford and Cologne Farm. I think are the only ones that I know do a lovely Irish cream cheese.
Really?
Completely different to Philadelphia, in a different league. These are the best. They're beautiful.
Oh, what would be
and
different about it?
First of all, it makes... It's all from their own milk from their farm.
Okay,
it's
right.
Lovely creaminess, but there's lovely acidity. It's excellent. I've never used better cream cheese.
And is it the acidity that has attracted you?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And the flavour. It's perfect. Perfect. It's not mass produced. It's brilliant. So mix that in a bowl with some lemon, a little bit of dill, and then a little bit of some chives and a little mustard. So quite a lot of interesting punchy flavours
here. Amount.
Put that into a dish. So you have all your lovely fish, your prawns, your smoked salmon, your lovely bagels, eggs. So it's quite an interesting
There's
mix.
There's nothing
match.
In this that's bad for you.
No.
It just occurred
it's
to me.
It's actually very, very
Everything
healthy.
In this
that's
is
a good point.
Yeah, this is a very, very healthy selection.
And I know it's not everyone's cup of tea, but I just think think it's glorious. And I said, you know, serve it with some salt, you know, some Ackle sea salt, which is fabulous Irish sea salt. Arrange that. You have your bagel. You can do this with brown bread. You know, your bagel.
Yes, brown bread, of course.
With smoked salmon. Yeah. But it's just a wee bit different. And if you're having friends around, I just thought, oh, it's a nice just gathering, so it is.
It is a lovely idea.
We're coming to the end.
The end of summer, if you will.
Yeah, that's exactly
it. It's a lovely idea, but you can serve it in summer too. Would this be a lot of bother, do you think?
Not really, to be honest. Well, think about it. You're toasting the bagels, like there's very little, there's kind of no cooking in this, only the onions.
Oh, true.
You know, and then you're mixing the cream cheese. So if you like that kind of food, that would be a gorgeous kind of lunch, so it would.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
that's true.
And if
that's
you don't true. Like fish, you could might have a little bit of grilled chicken or roast chicken, you know.
And I think you're right about the brown bread. Perfect.
Yeah,
perfect.
With another recipe, superfood salad, which is a quinoa. Do you know what? Do you like it? Quinoa's a grain from Peru. We use it in the restaurant with duck, and we get... So there's three types of quinoa, as far as I know. A black one, brown one, and a white one. So we get the mixed bag. The three colours come in.
Okay.
We boil it in some stock and salt, and then we put in dry cranberries, toasted pine nuts, and parsley. So it's a beautiful little accompaniment. But with this, we're going to put it into a salad. But before we make the quinoa, and it cooks very quickly, I should have said that.
Yeah.
The quinoa, we're going to roast off some sweet potatoes in the oven with a little bit of chili flakes, or you can use fresh chili, ground cumin. So I've used cumin a lot, actually, over the last month on the recipes on your show. So a good little spice to have. Some cinnamon. A little bit of oil, mix that all together, roast off your sweet potatoes. It says 200 degrees, and that's always a fan oven, and they're going to take a good 20, 25 minutes. So cut the sweet potato into cubes. Okay, so not too big, not too
small. Yes, it was chunky.
Well done.
Nice chunky.
Cook off your quinoa, boil it, just in boiling salt and water, nothing, strain it. Pardon me, that goes into a bowl. And then you're going to mix in some balsamic vinegar with the juice of a lime. You're going to put in some more oil into that olive oil, and then some spring onions. We'll give it a little bit of a crunch. You know the mixed sprouts, you know the bean sprouts, and you get lots of, they're called affiliate cress. They're all these kind of microgreens. You can get in a little packet, so you can.
And you buy that.
Exactly. And they're all ready, but they give crunch.
Yes.
So they're kind of like raw, kind of nice texture. A little bit of cucumber, which is diced, and then we're putting in... More avocado again.
That's fine.
Which is peeled, stoned, make sure it's ripe. Cut that into cubes, some lovely lettuce, and then we just finish that with your sweet potatoes, your quinoa. You're mixing everything together.
Right.
And then we finish it with some feta cheese, which we spoke about recently. And the last thing, bit of Martin here, pomegranate seeds give lovely acidity and
freshness. That's lovely.
Over the top. It's healthy, it's nutritious, and you could put in chicken into this, you could put in some prawns, but just leave it as it is. It's just quite interesting flavours.
And where did you say this is from?
Oh, the quinoa. The quinoa is from Peru.
From Peru?
South America. Peru or Bolivia, I think. So one of those countries. Yeah. I've never been to either, but we do use it. It's something I've probably discovered 10, 12 years ago. I never heard of it before, but it's definitely, they call it a superfood, quinoa. Yeah. It's like rice, in you know, the way the Asians would eat rice.
That's right. With everything, pretty much.
Marty, like, if your listeners, even if they roast the sweet potatoes in the chili, the cumin, your cinnamon, a little bit of olive oil, that's a beautiful way of roasting your sweet potatoes. So just even take that from the recipe, and you might think, oh, I'm not a fan of quinoa. That's okay. You could use couscous.
You could, of course.
Yeah, you could just mix it up. But it's just a nice...
But the idea of using that is a good idea. It gives you that something extra, something different.
And if you get, definitely try and look for the three-coloured one. It's a brown one, a black one, and a white one, because sometimes you just get the white. We buy it in a pack. We don't buy three different packs. We buy it mixed, three different types. The brown one and the black one has texture, crunch. The white one is soft, so that's really important.
So that's really good, okay.
Yeah.
So we have, so it's basically superfoods all the way?
Well, that's it, too. Different recipes that I've probably never done in your show before.
Yeah, that's right.
But I just thought, let's try something a little bit different.
Well, good for you.
You know,
good
and even you. If they try, just for your listeners, even if they've done the cream cheese from that, that's lovely on a bagel with some salmon. Forget about all the other stuff.
That's right.
And if they even done the roast potatoes and that, they're getting lovely little elements. Just pick what you want.
But a herby cream cheese is a thing to behold.
We both said it together.
Behold, absolutely behold. Now, so just a reminder, superfood special. It's a superfood special, that's what we got. Superfood special.
By a Superman special called Marty Whelan.
No, Nevin's a man. And it is, they're both available, obviously. RTE, they're given Marty in the morning. And that's what they'll be. Good for you. Peru.
Have you anything from South America there?
Well, the thing that they always have is the panpipe.
The panpipe.
They don't eat them, they play them.
I know.
The panpipe. They play the panpipe. Now, it sounds like a panpipe, but anyway, they play the panpipes. What is George Zamfir? There you go, George Zamfir. Whoa. And James Last.
You're on fire.
And
the panpipe.
The panpipe.
That's incredible.
And they play the pipes. We were in Peru 100 years ago, my current wife and myself and our friends, Pauline and Pat. And I said, if I ever hear the panpipes again, because all I heard musically was the panpipes everywhere you went. But this is a beautiful piece of music and people love it.
Okay.
It's a Lonely Shepherd, it's called.
Oh, lovely.
Lonely Shepherd. It's only he's on his own, no sheep, nothing. Lonely Shepherd, panpipe. You'll understand why after you hear this.
Thank you.
Safe home, my friend.
Have a great weekend.
Thanks a million. God bless you. Cheers.
Cooking with Nevin on Marty in the Morning, sponsored by Dunn Stores Simply Better. Dunn Stores Simply Better, proudly working in partnership with over 90 Irish food and drink producers.